Representative Lois Frankel, she's a Democratic congresswoman representing the 21st District of Florida. She's a big supporter of Nancy Pelosi. Representative Frankel, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning. How are you today? Good to be with you.
We're okay. Listen, one of your fellow members of Congress, Kathleen Rice, is not with Pelosi. And I want to listen with you for just a moment. She's behind Tim Ryan. And she talked to CNN yesterday, and I want to get your response. Here's Representative Kathleen Rice of New York saying Nancy Pelosi has done great things, but the caucus needs a new voice now.
Tim Ryan has a very clear message. He thinks and has said that he believes the Democratic Party has become a coastal party, California and New York. And we need to be talking to people in Ohio and Michigan and Minnesota and Pennsylvania and all across the country. And that's a message that we did not have in this election. And we need to hear what the voters have said. We cannot do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result.
Representative Frankel, she says it's become a coastal party. Tim Ryan says the same thing. There you are, on the coast. So why Nancy Pelosi and not Tim Ryan?
Well, let me just say, Kathleen Rice is a friend. I have a lot of respect for her. I think a lot of what she said makes sense, but I don't agree with the result. First of all, I do think it is the message that's important. And listen, Bernie Sanders is a great example of that message, which rang across the country. And, you know, the message, I was a big supporter of Hillary Clinton. She won the popular vote, so let's not discount that. But, you know, it was the top of the ticket that directed the message. You know, I think we can do a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking and saying, yeah, the message should have been more economic driven rather than going after Donald Trump.
But here we are, Representative. Here we are. That you won't have the White House. You won't have Congress. You know the situation in state houses, and you're coming in behind the same leadership in the House that you've had through this. Why Nancy Pelosi after this much defeat?
Well, I'll tell you. You know, we're coming in with a very erratic president-elect, a Republican Congress that is promising to do some very radical things. And I think, in my opinion, we need the most experienced tactician that we can get. And Nancy Pelosi is a proven tactician. I think the moves that she has just made in the recent weeks, which is to diversify even more our caucus. And keep in mind, we have the most diverse caucus ever in the history of this country. The majority being Black, Hispanic, women, and so
I mean that's great, but you don't. But you're not the majority. You don't run the House.
We don't run the House, but I think we still represent the majority of people in this country. And so, I think what we've learned from this election is that our message has to be stronger, clearer on the economic front. But listen, I have been sitting in caucus meetings now for 4 years,
yep.
And I can tell you that. The number one thing we talk about all the time is people being able to make a living. And so the fact that that message did not get across in this last election, really, I think you have to look at the top of the ticket, who I love, and who got the popular vote. But with all that said, Nancy Pelosi is the most experienced leader. She has taken steps to diversify the leadership so that we can better reflect not only our caucus, but the country and picking leaders that are not, we say, bi-coastal. And incidentally, I'm from Florida. I don't necessarily, which I consider more southern, even though I do have a little bit of a northern accent.
Yeah, but they don't call it West Palm Beach for nothing.
You cannot put Florida in the same category as California and New York. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We are a purple state. And I will tell you what, our purple state picked up 3 new congressional seats. And we have Nancy Pelosi to thank for much of that success.
Representative, you've got people listening from all over the country. Let me put you in conversation with just one of them, calling from Wisconsin. Doug is calling. Doug, you're on with Representative Lois Frankel in Florida. What do you think about the Democrats and their approach, Doug?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. What I think is you guys are all missing the point. You just said that the majority of Americans voted for Democrats and Hillary Clinton. Well, that's false. And neither did a majority of Americans vote for Donald Trump and the Republican Party. The majority of Americans stayed home. And the reason why the majority of Americans stayed home is because people are angry. People want change. And they don't necessarily, yes, we all want economic change. Yes, we all want economic liberty. We all want the ability to have the same opportunity as everybody else does. But what we all need is a government that works. And right now, the polls are all saying government is broken and we want change in government.
How do you want Democrats to speak to that, Doug? How would Democrats act or speak to address that concern to you?
To me, it sounds like what we need is all this talk about money that we're talking about with Nancy Pelosi and everything.
Yeah, raising for
that
campaigns.
Needs to go. People are mad about money in politics. We can do term limits. We can do campaign finance reform. It takes our elected officials who are not listening to us right now to listen to us and understand what our anger is with government.
Doug, we've got it. Representative Frankel, you heard right there. I mean, we heard earlier one of the things that's drawing people to Nancy Pelosi is she's a proven great fundraiser. And Doug in Wisconsin doesn't want to hear it.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. Doug, thank you for your call. And I have to say, I agree with probably 95% of what you just said. Yeah, Americans are angry. You know, Democrats are angry, too, because money has taken over politics. And listen, from day one, when President Obama was elected, the president of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said openly and publicly that the goal of the Republicans was to stymie him in every way. And I can tell you that I have been in this Congress for the past 4 years, and I saw that. Every which way they could block President Obama, they did, with one goal. One goal was to not only stop him, but wait for a Republican president who would reverse everything that he had accomplished.
So what do you learn from that? Do you want Nancy Pelosi to do the same thing now?
We've been waiting almost a year for a Supreme Court appointment, so I agree with Doug. There needs to be more cooperation, less money in politics. I can understand why it is so frustrating for the public. So, you know, Doug, right on. And I think the public needs to keep sending that message to members of Congress. I agree.
Agree. And going with Nancy Pelosi, Representative Lois Frankel from West Palm Beach in Florida. Thank you so much for being with us today, Representative.
Hey, great to be with you.